Hunter at Sunrise, 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio, and HunterAtSunrise.com.
And it is Hunter at Sunrise, acoustic, eclectic music for your Sunday morning, streaming live at HunterAtSunrise.com, WHRV.org, and AltRadio.org. We're on your digital radio as well at WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio. And, you know, we like to do live acoustic sessions on this show. And, man, we've worked it out here, that's for sure. They're brought to you with support by Bankers Title, which salutes the strong efforts of our military personnel. Bankers Title thanks you for your service and wants to know how you can now be served by them with your real estate settlement needs, working with all lenders, purchasing or refinancing. Look for their number on HunterAtSunrise.com, Bankers Title, Integrity, Security, and Excellence. And also with support from Christine Wern and the Chrism Institute of Aesthetics in Virginia Beach, making passion for skincare a profession. For more information, just click on their ad at HunterAtSunrise.com. Perhaps you can hear them jostling around there in the other room just a little bit. The Dharma Farmers here on our program this morning. How are you guys this morning?
Hello.
Yes.
Morning.
Doing great.
Welcome. Welcome on this nice sunny Sunday. What would you like to play for us first before we get to talking?
Well, we want to start out with a Dharma Farmers original.
Oh, okay.
About the state of the world.
The state of the world.
Yeah, yeah. It's called Crumbling Down.
All right. Here are the Dharma Farmers here on Hunter at Sunrise.
There's a colorful show in the sky tonight. The sun is low and the moon is white. The stars are dancing on the edge of town, and the whole world is crumbling down. Jupiter and Mars are leaving town, smoking cigars with the rag top down. Jesus and Muhammad are picking a fight. Nobody's getting any sleep tonight. And we're crumbling down, tumbling down. The birds are singing and we're crumbling down. Julius Caesar was the king of the world. Palace of gold full of beautiful girls. Brutus was waiting in a car downtown, and the whole world came tumbling down, crumbling down, tumbling down. The birds are singing and the flowers bloom, and we're crumbling down. All the people disappeared, but the world didn't seem to mind. The creatures of the earth came out and danced in the new sunshine. The rivers that were brown with progress started to run clear, and all the walls that man had built. Sky tonight, the sun is low and the moon is white. Stars are dancing on the edge of town, and the whole world is crumbling down.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Great song. Thanks. Yes, the Dharma Farmers here on Hunter at Sunrise, who've brought an entourage with them, by the way, in case you hadn't noticed. There were a lot of people applauding there.
We brought our fan club. He's really a nice guy.
Oh, my gosh. Well, welcome to the show. And we might mention the Dharma Farmers are Jeff Holmes. Jeff, how are you today?
Doing really good. Thanks for having us on.
Well, thank you. And Larry Burwald, of course. Larry, like, lives here, I think. He's been here so many times.
Can't make me leave.
With Seth Stainback and Julie Clark. And, gosh, you remember all those acoustic sessions he's been in on? And We're glad to have you back here there, Larry.
Thank you very much. It's always a pleasure and an honor.
How did the Dharma Farmers come to be?
Well, I think we're going to have to blame the local impresario who is near and dear to all of our hearts, Kelly Murphy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because Kelly rang us up one time, and she runs Big Pink Music
right.
at the Victoria Station, and she asked us if we would host one of their upcoming open mics, and we said, sure, and that was about mid-February, and guess what?
Yeah.
Yeah, the world came crumbling down, yuck, yuck. And but anyhow, it got Jeff and I, you know, thinking and working and preparing music together.
Uh-huh.
And so we've really enjoyed it. We're just taking our time and
yeah.
and building something new
yeah.
With some original music, some covers. And also, interestingly, I think, we're going to be covering some of the songs of other local songwriters.
Yes, you talked a little bit about this when we were messaging each other. What made you want to do this, that you cover some of the other artists here in our area?
Well, you know, Jimmy Buffett's been done.
Right.
Right. No, we just admire and respect. There's so many fine, you know, writers, you know, Seth Stainback, Julie Clark, Anthony Rosano, Jacob Banco.
Yeah.
I could go on and on. Troy Breslow and
yeah.
so many other fine local artists. And, you know, we're not trying to make $1 million playing
sure.
at the oceanfront.
Right,
we
right.
want to do music for music's sake. And we respect these people. And we'd like to help do what we can to expose their music, and also to just show people new interpretations of songs they might have heard from some of their favorite local artists.
Yeah. Jeff, tell us a little bit about yourself. You've been around here for quite a while, haven't you?
Yeah, a little while. Grew up in the area and moved to the South Side when I was an adult, and got in a couple of bands and been playing locally with some local musicians for a little while, and crossed paths with Larry and we got this going on now. So,
are you originally from here?
No, I was originally from New Haven, Connecticut.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, transplanted when I was really young,
uh-huh.
and but grew up here for the most part. Went to school over in Hampton, and then moved over this way.
What bands have you played with?
So the original one was over in Hampton, a band called Mazer, and that's actually an acronym. And as goofy as it was, it stood for Music Amplified by Stimulated Emissions of Rhythm.
yeah, baby.
And we were all really young and dabbling in other substances as well, so I guess that's where the name came from.
Yeah.
And then
bring your taser. Come see Mazer.
And then more recently, and for quite some time, with Blue in the Face. And
okay.
Yeah, and we've all kind of settled into this whole what's going on in the world, and know that we can't play out right now. So
sure.
Yeah, so we got this thing going on with Larry now, and it's kind of filling in the gaps for me.
Yeah, wow. Well, what else would you guys like to play?
Well, picking up on that covering local artists things, we're going to do one of those songs for you today. And so I had the pleasure to work for several years with Seth Stainback.
Mm-hmm.
And Seth is just an excellent writer and a mm-hmm. great performer. Anybody that's ever seen him would not disagree. But Seth's first record, he and I worked on before he even had a band. We went into a local studio, and he had all these songs, and we recorded them with he and I and a couple other session players. And one of the songs was a really cool song, but it was always awkward to play in the band. It had an odd guitar tuning, and it's like, oh, I got to bring extra guitars in order to play this one song. And it kind of got swept under the rug.
Uh-huh.
But it's a great song, and Jeff sings the heck out of it.
Okay.
And we want to do this song called Downtown.
Excellent. Here are the Dharma Farmers here on Hunter at Sunrise.
Since I seen the sun, got no money and I got no fun. How long will I go on to play the clown? Is this just me here walking around downtown? People's faces all look the same to me. They all got something there that I just can't see. Same old story, same tired dreams. Is this just me here walking around downtown? Kicking rocks up and down a dead end street. That ain't nothing but another day. Got the same clothes and the same tattoos. Some born winners, some born to lose. We're all ourselves, man, we just can't choose. Is it just me here singing another man's blues? Hey, little girl, what you say? Let's push on.
Jeff sings the heck out of that song, that's for sure. The Dharma Farmers here on Hunter at Sunrise. And, man, we do have some great songwriters here in the area. That is a really fine song.
It's a lot of fun to do.
That Seth put together. It's we miss Seth. Where's Seth? We need Seth back, too.
Seth is working hard. He is doing the right thing for his young family.
Yes.
He is writing music on the side, but he's very busy working in the shipyards, and he's doing great. I've talked with him recently.
Good.
And he's got what?
He's got his own business.
He's got his own business in the steel business as a subcontractor, but he's all about building it for the future. And, you know, you're not done hearing from Seth, I can promise you that.
Well, that's good. Excellent. Excellent. You know, Larry was a member of the band Roosterfoot with Seth, and that was a great band, too, I tell you. Tell me, how far you want to push this particular project, Dharma Farmers, to the hilt? You want to do some records? What do you think?
I don't know. I'm having a blast just working with Larry. I've watched Larry from afar in the local area for quite a while, and always had these thoughts about playing with him, and didn't really run in the same circles as him musically, but
sure.
Always kind of wanted to maybe get under his wing a little bit. He's got a lot of experience in the industry. And, just kind of wanted to pick his brain a little bit. And we've always had a pretty good friendship. And, of course, that's blossomed here recently. But
Larry's, I love you too, man.
Larry's a great songwriter, and I'm just having a lot of fun. I've always been a novice, amateur, whatever you want to call it. So I'm just having a lot of fun.
One thing I'll always remember about Larry is that we're talking about him like he isn't here, but he was a lead guitarist for Wet Willie. I mean, which was one of my greatest bands when I was growing up. I loved that band, and Keep On Smiling. What a great song!
Yeah, I was in a band that actually covered that. I think.
Sweet.
We had the misfortune one night of playing at a bar, and Larry and Bethany came in, and we're like, "Man, we can't play that song in front of him," but we did it anyway.
Anthony Rosano, a couple of times, I'll show up at a place where he's playing, and then he'll break into playing it.
Yeah.
But no, that was a great band, and it was a privilege. It was about 1,000 years ago.
How old were you when you were in that band? Just out of curiosity.
I was 27.
Really?
Yeah. And I'm 37 now, so that was 30 years ago. And so, just do the math. Yeah, old folks having fun. But, you know, Jimmy Hall, the lead singer for that band, is still very active in the music industry. He's been touring with Jeff Beck for about the last five years. And just all kinds of great stuff. I'm so proud of him.
Yeah.
But, Wet Willie was a great thing. But I love to just... I'm a side man. I like to accompany singers and play with other musicians, and I just enjoy the process of learning new things and just keeping on going.
Well, you're very creative in that mode. I mean, you've brought some really interesting people into my show, as I recall. You actually had a young lady with you once upon a time, a long time ago.
Shh. No, who was that? My wife is here. Don't you think so?
I wasn't talking about
that. Are you talking about Kate Brown?
Maybe.
Redhead.
Yes.
Yeah. Kate was a
long time ago.
She was a student at CNU in the drama department, and she was a terrific singer. And she loved the classics done by Judy Garland and Ella Fitzgerald. And so we worked as a duo for a while, playing the Great American Songbook kind of stuff.
Yeah, that was kind of interesting.
And then she left me and moved to New York City. I couldn't believe it.
The person laughing in the background is his wife, Bethany, there.
She says, she didn't leave town. I ran her out on the rail.
We're talking with the Dharma Farmers here on Hunter at Sunrise. Would you like to do one more for us here?
I would, but I do want to say one thing. First of all, two things. Thank you for having us very much.
Oh, yeah.
It's a privilege. And the other thing is that we do have ambitions as the Dharma Farmers to be able to perform as a duo, but also to augment and to grow into perhaps a four-piece band or something like that, doing some of the same songs, but more of band renditions. So that's our ambition, along with, again, covering other local artists and writing our own songs.
Well, things are slowly opening back up. There are a number of venues out there that are trying to get back on to live music and stuff. How do they book you guys?
Well, the jury's still out on that. You know,
we're not sure you're going to go there yet.
We're not in a big hurry to run out and do that stuff. But I know there'll be events happening at Big Pink, and we have a Facebook page. So once we are putting some things on the books, we'll be talking about that on our Facebook page. So it's Dharma Farmers on Facebook.
Excellent. Yeah. Excellent. What is this song you're going to play for us here, Jeff?
We're going to cover one of my vocal heroes, Roy Orbison.
Oh, my.
Yeah, it's a pretty sacred song for a lot of people, I'm sure, but and me as well. So I hope I do it some justice. But
I'm sure you will.
We're going to do Crying by Roy Orbison.
Yeah, man.
Okay. Here's Dharma Farmers here on Hunter at Sunrise.
Thank you.
was all right for a while. I could smile for a while. But I saw you last night. You held my hand so tight as we stopped to say hello. Oh, you wished me well. You couldn't tell that I'd been crying over you, crying over you. Then you said so long, left me standing all alone, alone and crying, 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 crying. It's hard to understand, but the touch of your hand can start me crying. I thought that I was over you, but it's true, so true. I love you even more than I did before. But darling, what can I do for you? Don't love me, and I'll always be crying over you, crying over you. Yes, now you're gone, and from this moment on, I'll be crying, 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 I'm crying, crying. Oh,
holy mackerel.
How about that guy?
Wow. Man, not everyone can sing that song, that's for sure. Wow. The Dharma Farmers here on Hunter at Sunrise, Jeff Holmes and Larry Burwald. And man, I want to just keep on going.
Well, you're out of time. Sorry.
We are kind of out of time, but gosh, I wish we could keep on going. Well,
Thank you.
You guys got to put together an EP or something so people can...
Yeah, we've done a couple of recordings. We're kind of taking it a song at a time.
Right.
And so, yeah, we're going to have a recording out. You know, I'm not going to promise a particular date, but we're going to put some of this down so you can play it when we're gone.
Yeah, yes. You're never going anywhere as far as I'm concerned.
Thanks.
No, thank you guys for coming. Jeff, thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks for having us on, man. It's been an absolute pleasure to be here.
Some great vocals. Larry, as always, just amazing instrumentals and singing, too. He sang today. That was good.
A little bit.
Yeah, you were not bad. Not bad at
all. We'll call you, Larry.
Anyway, pass the audition. Well, thanks so much for coming down here on your Sunday and sharing some of your music with us. Dharma Farmers here on Hunter at Sunrise. And